Authorities have identified the inmate who died while in custody at the Greene County Detention Center late Thursday night. According to the Arkansas State Police, the deceased has been identified as 32-year-old Jacob Smith, who was being held in connection with a double homicide out of Fulton County. Greene County Sheriff Brad Snyder said in the Friday news release that jail staff discovered an unresponsive inmate inside of a cell at approximately 11:52 p.m. on Thursday, November the 13th, with a towel around the inmate's neck. Emergency personnel transported Smith to a local hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Arkansas State Police have opened an investigation into the in-custody death. The Arkansas State Police spokesperson stated that no additional details are available at this time, including whether Smith's body will be sent to the Arkansas State Crime Laboratory for an autopsy. More information will be released as the investigation continues. Also in our news, Arkansas State Police are investigating a fatal pedestrian crash that claimed the life of a Southside woman on Thursday evening. According to a preliminary fatal crash report, 66-year-old Donna Jean Burdick was crossing State Highway 167 in Southside when she was struck by a northbound Ford F-150 pickup truck at approximately 6:20 p.m. on November the 13th. Burdick died at the scene from her injuries. Arkansas State Police have not identified the driver of the pickup truck. The crash remains under investigation by the Arkansas State Police. And a Fulton County man has died following a single vehicle accident near Salem on Wednesday afternoon. According to authorities, 36-year-old Maxwell A. Ward of Salem was driving a 2003 Dodge Ram on Highway 9 near Salem when the truck left the roadway, struck a driveway embankment, and rolled multiple times. Ward died as a result of the crash. No additional details have been released at this time, and the investigation is still ongoing. And a West Plains man is facing multiple felony charges after police say a woman was violently assaulted early Thursday morning. According to the West Plains Police Department, officers responded in the early hours of November the 13th to a report of an assault at the West Plains Motel on Porter Wagner Boulevard. When officers arrived, they found a woman in the motel office, nude, covered in blood, and suffering from multiple visible injuries, including a large laceration to her nose and numerous cuts. The victim identified the assault as her fiancé, Zachary Castellanos. She told officers the assault began during a drive to Winona and escalated after the pair returned to the motel. Castellanos allegedly chased her with a broom handle, forced her into a vehicle, and repeatedly struck her with a tire iron, causing injuries to her head, arms, and legs, including a swollen and bruised hand. Police say the victim reported that Castellanos continued to threaten her, prompting her to flee to the front office for help. Castellanos reportedly followed her while still armed with a tire iron, but left the area before officers arrived. Zachary Castellanos is charged with first-degree assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and armed criminal action. The case still remains under investigation. And a Texas County woman is facing multiple felony charges after deputies say she forced her way into a residence and threatened a tenant with a handgun. According to the Texas County Sheriff's Office, the incident happened on November the 12th when Sheila Weiss allegedly entered a Buckner Road residence and confronted a female tenant. The victim told deputies that Weiss burst through the back door, pointed a small black handgun at her, and repeatedly threatened to shoot her if she did not leave the home. The victim said Weiss followed her outside, continuing to aim the firearm and threatening to shoot both her and her vehicle. The victim and her boyfriend, both tenants of Weiss, reported ongoing disputes over maintenance issues leading up to the incident. Deputies say Weiss initially denied having a firearm and claimed she entered the residence holding an electric bill. After Weiss refused consent to search her home and requested an attorney, deputies executed a search warrant later that evening and recovered a loaded black Heritage .22 caliber revolver, which the victim identified as the weapon of use and the confrontation. Sheila Weiss is being charged with unlawful use of a weapon, armed criminal action, and burglary. Her bond was set at $7,500, cash only. And a registered sex offender is back in custody after authorities say he was located at a residence within 200 feet of Raymondville School. According to the Texas County Sheriff's Office, the incident began on Wednesday, November the 12th, when Raymondville School Resource Officer Art Williamson alerted deputies to the presence of a known sex offender near the school campus. Deputies responded and arrested Blythe Brotherton, a Tier 3 Missouri sex offender, at a residence on 148 East State Route B. Investigators say Brotherton had attempted to register the address on November the 10th, but later claimed he was only visiting his wife. Deputies later found him hiding in the basement of the residence. Brotherton is required to register every 90 days and report address changes within 3 business days. His original conviction was for statutory sodomy in the second degree in Texas County. He is currently on supervised parole for 2 prior convictions of failure to register as a sex offender. This investigation remains ongoing. And a Ripley County man was injured Thursday morning in a crash west of Poplar Bluff. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash happened at 10:05 a.m. on November the 14th on Route M, 6 miles west of Poplar Bluff in Butler County. A 2009 Chevrolet Equinox driven by a 78-year-old man from Donovan ran off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree. The vehicle sustained total damage and was towed later by Barker's Towing. The driver, who was wearing a seatbelt at the time, suffered minor injuries and was transported by ambulance to the Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center for treatment. The crash remains under investigation by the Missouri State Highway Patrol.